Jericho Sunfire describes himself as a breatharian. A breatharian is someone who goes without food and water. And for Jericho, this abstinence has put him more in touch with his spiritual side.
Since I live it, I'm learning along the way that breatharianism is personal to the individual. And because I've lived it, it'll be about a year and a half without food and water, I'm learning that to me, breatharianism is basically learning how to utilize your connection with the universe. We are all divine beings. It's just that limitations are set by our consumption of solid, man-made processed foods, which have nothing to do with us whatsoever. And it kind of insulates us from our connection to the universe. It keeps us numbed down emotionally. It keeps our vitality down. So for me, that is what breatharianism is. It's utilizing your own divine self and learning to think outside the box, because it's always a process.
Now, you say no food, no water. You must be eating and drinking something.
Well, according to the people on the internet, I sneak out to Burger King every night at 12 o'clock, precisely 12 o'clock. But to me, I eat, if you really want to put it in a sense of eating, I eat energy. I eat people's energy. I'm eating your energy right now. I'm eating the energy in the room. I should be obese by now, but when I go outside, I'm eating the atmosphere outside, the environment, the sunshine. If you really want to put it in a sense of eating, you could really say that I'm eating constantly, but it's just not in a way that we understand.
I just find it very difficult to imagine that your body can survive without having something physical. I can understand you might choose to eat very healthy, very natural food,
yes,
but there must be some actual physical food that you're consuming.
No.
No physical food at all. And liquids?
No. You could say I'm taking the liquids from the atmosphere.
Okay.
If you really want to be technical and scientific about it, because there is actually studies and there's moisture in the air, yada, 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 yada. I'm the last person to get technical because I'm not very clever. But one thing I will say, because there's so much more to being a breatharian than me saying, I'm a breatharian, I don't eat, I don't drink. There's 16 years, 16 years of story that I have. It started 16 years ago and it's a heck of a process. It's a very gradual process. It's not something you wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to be a breatharian. It's not something like you learn how to drive a car within 2-3 weeks, that's it, you take your test and that's it, it's done. It's a gradual process. There's many highs and lows. There's more lows than highs probably in the beginning. Some people never make it. It may not even be your destiny to.
So what did lead you there then?
The universe, in my honest opinion, because I didn't want to be breatharian when I first started. I started off as a fruitarian, which means I just eat fruits and I juiced, and that was it. I was quite happy to stay there in that comfort zone. I went from fruitarianism to liquidarianism after about 10 years, maybe 8-10 years. I was a liquidarian for about 6 years. I was happy to stay there, and I never wanted to do the whole breatharian thing. When I was a fruitarian, I didn't think it was natural. I was of the same opinion as most fruitarians when they say fruit is a natural food for man. You know, we have a mouth, we have an anus, and we have a stomach, so fruit is a natural food. Is the whole concept of not eating, I wasn't there. I was with the mainstream society. You have to have something solid, you have to eat. Don't eat, don't live. That was the whole consciousness I was on. Until liquidarianism, the back end of liquidarianism, where I started to get glimpses of well-being, and I started to get the whole idea of going without food, without intaking anything in your body. It was just wasn't as alien to me. It was obviously my destiny to do it, and you know, I had help from the universe. And when I say I had help from the universe, with that I mean it's intuition, strong senses of the need to follow your intuition. For instance, 16 years ago, probably a little bit longer than that now, but the very first day when I went fruitarian, or when I decided to go on the path, I remember it so clearly. I woke up one morning and I just didn't want to eat another bite of cooked food. I felt so bad, I could barely breathe, and this was an ongoing thing. But for some reason, that morning, it all climaxed, and I was feeling every bit of ache, pain, that was related, and it was all related to my consumption of cooked and processed foods. And I basically had a strong sense of knowing, and it was my first acknowledgement of my own intuition.
That's breatharian Jericho Sunfire.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.